Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Let's explore the Quran to find out the key to opening our hearts and unlocking this important state called khushu. An emotional state requires an understanding, and as such, khushu comes about when we pay attention to the reality that we are a creation and completely in need of Allah. A bit of reflection on this reality and thinking about the various events and situations we've come across in our life will make us realize how much dependent we are on His kindness and attention. Once this realization comes and we become aware, الَّذِينَ يَظُنُّونَ أَنَّهُمْ مُلَاقُوا رَبِّهِمْ, aware that we are going towards Allah and that our destination is eternity, not this world and the hopes of this world, then we need to start acting on this knowledge. Look how Allah describes His Prophet, إِنَّهُمْ كَانُوا يُسَارِعُونَ فِي الْخَيْرَاتِ, they would rush towards good actions, وَيَدْعُونَنَا رَغَبًا وَرَهَبًا, and they would make dua to Allah with eagerness and awe, وَكَانُوا لَنَا خَاشِعِينَ, and they had this khushu. These two are crucial for this state of khushu, rushing towards good actions and making dua, pleading to Allah. When we face difficulties in this life, we have to seek help from prayers and patience, وَاسْتَعِينُوا بِالصَّبْرِ وَالصَّلَاةِ. However, who can do this? وَإِنَّهُ لَكَبِيرًا, this is hard, except إِلَّا عَلَى الْخَاشِعِينَ, except for those with khushu. They are able to overcome those hard moments of life through patience and prayers. Let's work on this emotion, since the result of it is true success. قَدْ أَفْلَحَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ, really the believers are successful. Those who الَّذِينَ هُمْ فِي صَلَاتِهِمْ خَاشِعُونَ, have khushu in their salah. Also, the reward of khushu as promised by Allah, أَعَدَّ اللَّهُ لَهُمْ مَغْفِرَةً وَأَجْرًا عَظِيمًا, is forgiveness and a great reward. Realization of our need of Allah and our destination, doing good actions and pleading to Allah, praying and prostrating to Him are amongst the things we can do to find this soft heart, this tearful eye, and this humility called khushu.